says, "Af medrash, even after Tumas medrash here, to be yichodim l'shchiva hein v'lo l'tashma shachar, because they're set aside to use for sleeping purposes. There is a not that hard, a little bit softer. Therefore, it is makabel tumah, even Tumas medrash. There's no machlokes about this." Bishel Tveria Shein Teres. Let's say you have mats coming from Tveria. There, the mats are made of much harder material. Therefore, it's not Aymed L'Shiva. Therefore, it's not a Kli, it's Tor. From Tumas Medrash. In other words, Tumas Medrash is only like we're saying, if it's a Kli, that's just Aymed to sit on, to sleep on. Mashaykin, here you don't use it to sit on, it's too hard. We tell you that if you do sit, get up, we need it for some other purpose. Therefore, it's not Makabel Tumas Medrash. That everybody holds. Where is the machlokes Rav Dosan and Chomin? Al Shar Makomis, other places. That mass of Akiv and the Lekka the Yosef Alayu Kitzver Yadamu. Rav Dosan holds that since it's not only for people to sit on it in other places, it has a lot like Kitzver Yadamu. It's not called the Kli Moshev. Therefore, if the Zav will need to sit on it, it's not Makabel Tumas Medrash. Well, mass of the Chom hold don't know. Kiv and the Mikri, it happens sometimes. The Yasri, they sit down Alayu on top of it. It's Kedusha Damin. It has a lot like Ushom. Like there, it's a soft material that everybody sits on it. There, even though you only sit on it at certain times, it's still called the Kli that's Aymet to sit on. And if a Zav will need to sit on it, it's Makabel Tumah. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Daisi and the Chachamim. Omamar, we learned before, Kol HaChetzolos Metamin Tamimais. Any type of Chetzolos, whether it means a mat or a pillow, it has Tumas Meis. This is Rabbi Daisi. This is Rabbi Daisi holds. It's only a machlekes of the kemakabel tumas medrash. Is it aimed for sleeping or not? But otherwise, it's called a kli, makabel tumas meis. Do you see what a chetzolos, a mat, is called a kli? The even Rav Dosi holds like that. For the Gemara Takasha Vatani, we learned before, that v'chein hoye Rabbi Dosi aimed kedvorim. Rabbi Dosi also said like that before to say that you're allowed to use a machtzolos for schach. So you have to say that stam chetzolos, stam mats, are not made l'shchiva to sleep on. They're made for the purpose of protection, of sale, to protect you. So, how could a basis say it has Tumas Meis? If it would have Tumas Meis, it's called the Kli Royal Kabel Tumah, it should be possible Chach. So how could a basis say before, Hay Oymek Kedvorov, that no matter what type of a mat it's made, whether it's a woven material, or whether it's a big fishes, still it's Koshel Chach. To Stira. Is it a Kabel Tumas Meis or not? So Gemara says, Lakash, there's no Stira here. Or the east leg gedanfo, or the left leg gedanfo. Depends if it has a rim around the mat or not. If it has a rim, then it's called the base kibble. You could store things on it. Therefore, it's makabel tumas meis. That's what Rav Dosi is talking about. But before that, Rav Dosi said any type of a mat is not is kosher schach. We're talking about mats that do not have a rim around it. Therefore, it's not called a kli that's makabel. It's called a pshute kliates. So it's not called a kli at all. Therefore, even tumas meis it would not have. Basically, I have a kasha. Chetzolos shel sham v'shogami. Let's say you have a mat made out of these type of materials. Shogami, some say means straw. V'shel shom, maybe some cork. V'shel sak. Let's say it's made out of hair. Rashi says it means hair from goat's hair. V'shel svir, or else the hair comes off the horse from its neck or from its tail, is metame tomer meis. Vivi Rabbi Dosi. That's Rabbi Dosi old. These mats are makabel tumas meis. The chomer say. Af medrus. Not only Tumas Meis does these mats have, but even if a Zav or Anita sits on them, it's also Makabel Tumas Medrus. So more says like this. Fishlay Melamandiya Mamazubli, according to Tanakhama says talking about a pillow it means Shelsham Vishogam is made from straw, Chose Lakinta de Peri. Even though it's made out of straw, so it has like holes in it, but still you could store wider fruits. For wider fruits you could steer in this, you could store in this pillow, therefore it's called the base kibble. So Makabel Tumas. Let's say this pillow is made out of hair, goat's hair, or it's made out of horse hair. Also, chosi leguki vitzini. It's roi to put things inside it. Guki vitzini, Rashi says, is to store kelim. Rashi says, kelim kain sakim, like a sack. Shenais neben kitunyas uperizakim. You put small fruits or nuts inside it, it's roi lekabul. Since it's woven very good, it's a very good pillow, like a good base kibble, it's going to kabul things in it. But Remorius El Mandiyama, according to Mandiyama, Machtsolus Mamish, that it means Mamish Machtsolus, it means Mamish Mats. So Bishlemish shall sack the Salsvira, if it's made out of this hair, from goat's hair or horse hair. Chosin Lefarso, Pinaravosa. It's chazit to use, the parasarashi says, levilon. You could use it for a curtain, or else for to blow things on, to blow the wheat. Ela shelsham, bishogami, if it's made, if this mat is made out of straw, lamai chazi, what can you use it? The churits of truth to create. That should not be makabal. Tell me, even to is made. And the Gemara chazlin is a yosa. It's roy to use, Rashi learns, to cover up a beer barrel. If you have a barrel and you make beer, if you want to cover it up, if you use this mat, so since you can use this mat for that, it's called a kli, it's royal a kabel tumma. Tosfos asks on Rashi that just the fact that you use to cover it up is not called the base kibble. Therefore, pshut the kli will not be a kabel tumma. So Tosfos says, b'tzorach lehem hocha shreisim lekabel dem dover. Now that this type of a mat is made, it's made to receive something. Therefore, it's a kabel tumma. Ikadiyami, some say like this. Bishleima leman diyama machtolus mamish. If you hold it, it means mamish or machtolus, mamish or mat, shelsham, the shogami, if it's made out of reeds, or made out of straw, choslin is isa. It's roy to be used to cover up the beer, or else it pays burns for some type of a purpose of storing things in it. Therefore, it's called the kli lekabotum. Shelsak b'shelsvira, if it's made out of hair, it's choslin leparsim navosa. It's roy leparsi. It's roy to store. It's right to use for a, Rashi said before, a vilon. It's right to use for a curtain, or else, l'naposa to blow it. El, mandiyama mazug, but the mandiyama, it says these chaitzelis, means pillows. Vishleim, mishol sak, mishol sviri, it's woven well, made out of hair, is chazi lagulki, vitsini. It's roi lagulki, Rashi says, to store in it small fruits. You could use it to store things in. That's good. Ela shel sham v'shogami. If it's made out of straw, lamai chozi, what can you use these pillows? And the Gemara also chaz lekin to the peri. It's right to store big fruits in it. Even though it has a lot of holes, it's only made from straw, it's very holy, still you can store big fruits in it. Or a tanya omer Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Chanina said like this, kishi yiradati legerla, when I went down to Gerland, to Bavel, is Motsosi Zokinek, I found one older person. The Yomali told me, Mesachin Babudja. You're allowed to use mat, Babudja means a mat, for Tzach. Because Jabosi Yitzhak of Yeshua Achi, Abba, Hoidlud Borf, he's also masking to this halacha. You're allowed to use mats for Tzach. Omer El Chizdo, Abahu de Lesle Gedanfa. We're talking about it doesn't have any rim around it like we had before. Therefore it's not Makabu Tuma, therefore it's Kosh Tzach. And Omer Ula, Hani Budaisa, if you have these type of mats, the Bnei Mechuzah comes from Bnei Mechuzah, El Mole Kirshalem, if not for the fact that they have a rim around it, Mesachimbu, you would have been able to use it for Schach. Like we learned until now, mats are okay, unless it has a rim around it, that makes the base kibbum, it could receive something, it's a kli that could receive things, it's Mekabotum, it's Postos Schach. And Tanin HaMiyoch, we learn like this also, that Mesachim Bebudja, you're allowed to use a mat for Schach. The Yemieshlem Kir, but if you have a rim around it, ain't Mesachim Behen. Then it's called like a kli, a base kibble. It's not called the pshut to kliyets anymore. It's called the kliyets that's makabal that receives things. Therefore, it's makabal tumam. That's the loch, it's postal lischach. Hadrun alecha sukkah. Zot Mishnah. Ha yoshen takas amita. If somebody's inside his sukkah, but he's sleeping underneath the bed. And yoshen, because Rashi says that the ikka mitzvah of sukkah is achila, to eat in the sukkah, shtiya, to drink there, vishina. Sleeping is also part of the ikka mitzvah. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you sleep underneath your bed, is lo yotzi dechavosai. You're not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. It's not considered you're sleeping in the sukkah. You're sleeping under the bed. It's a new reshus by itself. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda says, noyigin hayinu kashinu yishonim tachas amita. It used to be that when we used to sleep in the sukkah under the bed, if neyaz came in front of older people, and there's choshev atamid chomim, lo yomru lo nadova, they didn't tell us anything. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita we had before. That he holds you are allowed to sleep under the bed in a sukkah. So even though the bed is 10 tefachim high, it's called an oil, but it's called an oil arai, it's called a temporary one. So a temporary one cannot go kineged against the sukkah, that's the kfa, so therefore still consider you sleeping in the sukkah, you mekayim the mitzvah. But the Mishnah says, Vaitam Rebbe Shimon, that Maisa b'teve yavdei shom gamliel. It once happened a story with the Eved, the slave of Rebbe Gamliel. He was never Kanani. And sukkahs, he was sleeping under the bed in the sukkah. The Yomel and Rabbi Gamliel said, that came to the older people, to the Choshev HaTamid HaKomim, Re'i Sen Tevi Yavde, did you see my Yevet Tevi? Shu Talmud Chochem, he's a big Talmud Chochem. For your day, because he knows, Sha'avodim Turim in Asukah, that a din is never Kanani has the locha like an Isha. Any mitzvah, an Isha is Mechayivin, and never Kanani is Mechayivin. Any mitzvah, like a mitzvah, says, is a man Girama, that Noshim are potter from, who a din and never Kanani is also potter from it. Lefikach, therefore, Rabbi Gamliel said, Yoshin Otachas Amita, that's why my slave was sleeping under the bed. Another one of the Mishnah says, Lefidu Rechenu, from this we understand, Lefidu Rechenu Lamadnu, Sha Yoshin Tachas Amita, Loyosu Dechavosai. If someone that has a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, if he would sleep underneath the bed, he would not be mekayem the mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Gamliel was saying. Therefore, his Eved Kanani, Tevi, since he knew he was potter from the mitzvah sukkah, that's why he slept underneath the bed. But someone that has a chiyuv to eat and to drink and to sleep in the sukkah, if he sleeps underneath the bed, he's not mekayem the mitzvah. For the Gemara, the kasher voleko asara, his avminir is a bed is not that high, elevated off the ground. So we know if it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, the oil is not called an oil to say you're in a different rishus. It's not called like you're not in the sukkah. It's not called its own rishus. Only if the oil, the tent, the bed is 10 tefachim higher, then we say it's called its own rishus. So underneath it, you're not in the sukkah, you're underneath the bed. But the havminir is a bed is not that high. Now, if the Gemara notes, Tirgum Shmuel, B'mita Sarah. Shmuel answers, no, we're talking about a bed that is 10 tefachim off the ground. The mattress like the 10 tefachim off the ground. Therefore, if you sleep underneath this mattress, it's called like an old oil, its own reshus. It's not called you're in the sukkah, so you're not mekayem the mitzvah. Tanan Hosen, we learned the Mishnah Oilis. Echad Chur Shecheru Mayim. If you have a hole that came about because the river water like made a hole. In other words, the river water went on the sides and its bank and made a hole through some ground, through the bank of the river. Oy Shrotzim, or else Shrotzim, ants like, when it made a hole through the ground, that the water went through, made a hole in the ground, period. Or Yishachlosoi Malchus. Or else Rashi says it means Shorot Malecha Mespakat Meleo. The ground, like, caved in by itself, it came out to be a hole there. V'chein Midbach Avonim. You have a wall made from stones. You put one stone next to another stone, then you put one on top of it. V'chein Soye Shokurus. Or else you have a pile of wood. The locher is Mayel Alatuma. All these things have a loch of an oil. And as long as there's a tefach space between the top and the bottom, it's called an oil. That if the mace is on one side and you have kalim on the other side of this oil, we say the tumah goes up to the oil and goes across the whole roof and then comes down again at the other end. So all these cases have a loch like an oil. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Call oil sheino osi b'dayodim. Any type of an oil, a tent, or a roof, that wasn't made by the Odim. So Rashi explains it means mischavan asoysi oil. Even though maybe a person made it, like before the wall made out of stones, even though a person made it, but he did not have in mind to make it the shem tzach. He was building a wall, he put one brick next to another brick, and then one brick in the middle between both of them. So even though now there's a tefach space in between them, it's called an oil, but since you did not have intentions in mind to make the oil, it's not considered you made an oil, therefore it doesn't bring the tumma. Only if it was made by the other means, the person had in mind to do it the same oil. The Gemara says, my time of the Rebbe Yehuda, has Rebbe Yehuda know this, that you have to have in mind to make it for the purpose of being a roof. That's called an oil. If not, not. The Gemara says, Yalef oil me Mishkan. Rebbe Yehuda learns it out, oil from by the Mishkan. Ksivoch, it says here, by the Pasha of Tumma Smeis, it says, Zois HaTorah Odom Kiyomis Biyol. This is the locha about an Odom that's made in an oil. There's too much oil. Uchsev Hosem, it says in the Pasha by the Mishkan, Vayifresh Es Oil Ala Mishkan. They put the oil on top of the Mishkan. So Ma'al Halon, just like by the Mishkan, but the Odom, the people that made the Mishkan, they put the oil, they put these curtains on top of the Mishkan. The Shein Aschach, that's called an oil, is Afkan Viday Odom. Here also, what's called an oil by Tumas Meis, only if the person made it for the purpose of using it to be an oil, but not if it was made for some other purpose. For the Gemara of Rabbanu, what did Rabbanu do with this Svara? It's a good Svara. And the Gemara, oil, riba. There are a lot of ribuyim in the Pasha of Tumas Meis, it has a lot of times the word oil. So not only an oil, a roof that was made, bidei odom, even if it wasn't made bidei odom, also. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, just start again, the new perek again. Yeah, that's Chofa Mebeis. The Mishnah says again, Hayoshen Tachas Tamita, Basukah. if you sleep in the sukkah underneath the bed. As the Mishnah says, lo yotzi rechavosi. You know, I'm a kind of the mitzvah sukkah. Like Rashi says, the mitzvah sukkah is to eat, to sleep, and to drink in the sukkah. So if you're under the bed, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because under the bed is called an oil. Like the Gemara says, the bed is more than 10 tefachim above the ground. So it's called its own tent, its own rishus. So you're not in the sukkah, you're under the bed. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, noigin ayinu sheinu yishonu tachas amita. Mevnei hazakenim, lo yomru lano dover. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that he was noig in the sukkah to sleep under the bed, and nobody told him no. We'll see in the Gemara what his reasoning is. Amr Rabbi Shimon, that Maisa B'Tevi Yavdoi was a Maisa with his slave, Tevi Yavdoi, the Maisa with the Tevi Avdoi Shav Gamliel, with the slave, the Evik Chinani of Rabbi Gamliel that was called Tevi, Shor Yoshen Tacha Samita. He used to sleep in the sukkah under the bed. The Omru Lehem Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel said, Let's Kain to Tzachainim, Reisem Tevi Yavdi Shu Tam Chochem. Did you see my Yevhead? Tevi, he's a big Tam Chochem. Why? For Yodeya Shavodim Turmin Asukkah. Because he knows the locha that a neved is potem in a sukkah. Lefikach, therefore, yorshinu tachas samita. Therefore, he's sleeping under the bed. In other words, lefid rachenu, lomadno, from him we learn, sha yorshin tachas samita liyotse dechavosai. If somebody sleeps under the mita, it's takanamakayin dechavosai. So therefore, his neved, since he was neved kanani, he's potem from mitzvah sukkah. Therefore, he was the one that slept under the sukkah. Then a chanami, somebody else that's mechuyiv in the mitzvah, you're not going to sleep under the sukkah. Yeah, Mora says, I v'holeko asora. The kashri is like, what's trying to Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel that hold a postal if you sit under the mita, under the bed in a sukkah, you now makayim the mitzvah. Fred Gemara v'holeko asora, stama bed is not so high. It's not 10, the mattress like is not 10 tefachim off the ground. So it's not called an oil then. If it's not called an oil, it's own tent. So then it's called, where are you? You're in the sukkah. So who you should be makayim the mitzvah. So Mora says, Nechnami Tirgum Shmuel, the Mita Asara. We're putting the Kimti here, we're talking about the bed is elevated more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Therefore, if you're underneath the bed, it's called you're in this new Rishus. You're under the bed, and that's called a new Rishus by itself. So you're not in the Sukkah, you're possible, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Tanan Hosim, learn their Mishnah Noilis like this. Echod Chur Shechachruhu Mayim. If you have a hole, the question now, what's called an oil over a mace? We know the locker is that you have a mace in the room, so you have a roof over the mace, the tumma goes up to the roof, and goes all along the roof, and comes down all over, and if there's any kli underneath the roof, even though it's the other side of the mace, the kli becomes tummy. That's called an oil over a mace. So what's called an oil? If it's a tefach, if there's a space of a tefach between the mace and the top of the roof. So if you have an obvious space of a tefach, that's called an oil. So here the question is, chur shachru mayim. You have a hole, like in the bank of a river, that the water made a hole through the bank. So that's also, if there's a space of a tefach, and the mace is in the hole, and there's a kli on the other side of the hole, so the kli is tummy. Because this top of the hole is called the oil. Oy shirotzim, or el shirotzim, insects ate away a hole in the ground, and now you have a mace on one side and a kli on the other side, it's also called an oil over a mace. Oy shachlosoi mechalis, or else the ground itself, like Rashi says, malecha, like the salt, the ground itself caved in, and it became a hole in the ground. Vechein midvach avonim, or else you have a wall made out of stones. And the way you build a wall of stones is, you put one stone next to another stone, a little bit spaced in between, then you put a third stone on top of the two of them. So also, in between, there's a psech tefach, there's the space of a tefach, so, v'chein soya shakaris. The same thing, you have a pile of beams, one on top of another, mayol al hatumah, that's the lochem. All these cases, they're called an oil. It's called like a tent, a roof, over a mace, that if you have a mace on one side of these beams, or under the stones of the wall, and you have a kli under the other side, it's called an oil that brings the tumma to the other side. It's all these things, since it's pasech tefach, there's a space of a tefach, four fingers, 4 inches, between the ground and the roof, that's called an oil that brings tumma sameis. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kol oil l'sheina osir b'dayodim. Any oil that wasn't made with the yodim, and Rashi explains it means mischavel asayse oil, even though it was made with the yodim, like here by the wall of the stones, you made it, but you didn't make it for the purpose of making a tent, of making an oil, making a roof. If it wasn't made l'shem an oil, it's not matami, it doesn't have tumas meis. is in oil. For Hilchos Tumah, it doesn't have an oil. Rashi says, look, Tumah, it's not Matama. Tomorrow explains, now my time to Yehuda. What's the Yehuda's time to say if it wasn't made L'shem and oil, so it doesn't have Tumah Sameis? The Torah says, Yalef oil, oil, Mimish.